Hamlochas Yoyesh. So Yoyesh became a king at a very young age. As we're going to learn about as we go on, he was 7 years old at the time of his kingdom. Obviously, we think of a seven-year-old today. It wasn't like a seven-year-old today. The whole maturity level was different. But he became a king at 7 years old. And Yehoyada HaKohen arranged the whole inauguration. It was a whole chop how he did it. Because let's not forget Atalia, the Rishanta who killed out all the children of David, she thought that there was nobody left. She was ruling. She didn't have a din melech, but she was ruling. And now, Yehoyada HaKohen presented an inauguration. That's basically what happened. They inaugurated the new king, and she sort of fell off the tracks. Instead of dealing with her, this was Yehoyada HaKohen's brainstorm, if he's going to try to revolt against Atalia, she's too powerful. What he did was, he created a new king, and then that's how he got rid of her. So basically, the Pasuk says, Vayoytze is Ben HaMelech. So, Yehoyada HaKohen, Yehoyada Kohen Gadol, he takes out Yoyesh, and he puts a crown, Vayitein Olav Es HaNezer. This was a special kind of crown. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Dalet, the Gemara brings down, Omer Rabbi Yehuda Marav, this was a special crown from David's family, where Lahavdol Elef Havdolos, the Olam remembers this from the Girsa de Yankusa. I don't mean to make any analogy from Cinderella with the shoe that fits, right? I'm sure some of you anyway know of such a thing. At least Dr. Don is old enough to remember. Baruch Hashem. So the Rabbi Yehuda Marav says, Eidus Lebeis David, this crown was Eidus Lebeis David, Kol Mi Sheroi L'Malchus Homosai. Anybody who was kingdom worthy, the crown would fit on their head. But Kol Mi Shein Loi L'Malchus, Ein Homosai. You know what Rabbi said? This was like magic. If you were worthy of the kingdom, it would fit, and otherwise it would fall off. Now, why did they do that here? It makes a lot of sense. Because Atalia killed out all the descendants of David. So as far as they knew, nobody was left. So Yehoyada HaKohen knew that Yoyesh was a grandson of David. But nobody else knew that. So he had to prove it. So they took the magic crown. The magic crown proved that he was here. And that's why he was very smart. When Atalia came to the Beis HaMikdash and she saw the king with his crown, she fell apart. Because as far as she knew, everybody was dead. And here they had a living raya that this is from David's descendants. Okay. But here's my kasha. It's not my kasha, it's an alta kasha. I want to give you an idea. So now we understand why they put on the crown. Now comes the Eso Eidus. What's Eidus? So Rashi says, what's the Eidus? Zokt Rashi Sefer Torah. It's a seven-year-old kid we're talking about. He gave him a Sefer Torah. Shenema v'hoyo imoy v'koro b'kol yimechaya. We know that a king, every Jew has to have a Sefer Torah. Every Jew has a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. Why we don't do today, there's a whole pshat. Why today? Some people do. Some people write a Sefer Torah. Right? I got two Sefer Torah, somewhat b'matone. But it's not supposed to even yetze b'matone. Right? Not supposed to yetze b'matone. Today, the reason why we don't write a Sefer Torah, besides that many, many people cannot afford it, they don't write a Sefer Torah because they rely on the Rosh. And the Rosh holds that today we learn from Sforim. So when was there a mitzvah deraisa to write a Sefer Torah? And that was the only way to be yotze the mitzvah? When they used to learn from a Sefer Torah. But today that we learn from Svarim, you're Mekayim the mitzvah with Svarim. And now it could be you're Mekayim the mitzvah with tablets. Learn from tablets. Yeah. Bazei shtein rosh. And that's brought down in the Drisha, that's brought down in many of the poskim, halacha lemaaseh. That's what many people rely on. But a king has a separate mitzvah that he has to have a sefer Torah. And that sefer Torah has to be with him his entire life. Right? He used to carry it. And that was like what the king wore. Kol yimei chayav. His whole life, he wore the sefer Torah. Never went anywhere without it. He didn't leave home without it. So that's what they put onto Yoyosh. Besides for the magic crown, they put on this edus, which was the sefer Torah of Ha'isim and the Korobo Yukoyim Echayim. This is Zokt Rashi. So it comes out from Rashi that, and this is based on a Chazal, that they gave him a sefer Torah. It's many kashas. Many, many kashas. But I just want to give you one machshava ketana, one small thought. And I've been telling this to people lately a lot. People go on vacation. A lot of times they forget that film. Forget that film. So, I gave somebody a shtickle musa. I forgot his film. Give me a shtickle musa. It's a big deal. I forgot his film. Especially if you go with a bunch of people, you could borrow the film. Not a problem. You can always borrow a pure film. Shkavela. Right? So, there's... Why did Yoyada HaKoyen give Yoyosh a sefer Torah? Number one, he can't be yoytze the mitzvah. He can't be yoytze the mitzvah because the Gemara says in Menachos that the sefer Torah has to be written for the king. He wasn't a king yet; he just became king now. He took a ready-made sefer Torah. It wasn't written for him as king. So number one. How can you be Yitzhak? Sefer Torah couldn't be written L'Shem HaMelech. He wasn't yet a Melech. The Melech has to be Mitzaveh that they should write a Sefer Torah for him. The Rambam brings down Hilchos Gerush in the same halacha. If a guy, let's say, before he gets married, he goes to a Sefer, he says, write a get for my wife when I marry her in case I need it. It's not the best way to start a marriage. I don't recommend it. Yeah, but the Rambam says that the get is possible. Plus, so notice the guy went to a sefer. He was just got engaged. He says, yeah, I want you to write a get for my wife. Maybe he wants to keep her in line. She knows there's a get ready to go. I always wonder when they have a ksubin and then hanging on the wall. Beautiful ksubin. Ksubin is a prenuptial. It's made for if you get divorced or die. Why are you hanging it up on the wall? Can't figure it out. But that's people. You get a beautiful one. Couple hundred dollars they spend for it. Sometimes it's worth more than the whole ksubin. And they hang it up, beautiful. Next day, Eishes Chayil. Then they have a beautiful Eishes Chayil. It's a shtickle stira. Maybe they do that to keep her Eishes Chayil. You have a ksubin hanging. I don't know what the shan is. The worst event I ever had was, it's by a chasana, and the Zayda read the ksubin. The grandfather read the ksubin. He didn't know what he was reading. He read the ksubin. He read it very schwach also. After he finished reading it, he says loud on the microphone, may the Rebbeinu Shalom bench that everything I just read should be Mekuyim. Nebuch. And I was Nebuch Masada Kiddush, and I felt very bad. And the only reason why I didn't feel so bad is the way he read it, even if it would have been Mekuyim, nothing would have happened. He just said, whatever I read should be Mekuyim. So nothing would happen. Lamaiseh, the Rambam says that if you write a get before you're married, it doesn't even work. You know why? It's not lishma. Because it can't be lishma. Lishma means you shame your wife. It's not your wife. So since she's not yet defined as your wife, it's not lishma. So the Sefer Torah has to be written lemelech. So a Sefer Torah that's written for a guy, even if he has aspirations, he wants to become a king. Okay? Doesn't make a difference. It's possible. Possible. So the Achrayim asked this kasha. They asked, how is the Sefer Torah kosher? Stop. It's not even kosher. Yes, the kosher. How could it be? L'chaira, the whole writing of the Sefer Torah didn't even work. Okay. Haloi, eich yotzo mitzvah k'siva Sefer Torah. How yotzo mitzvah k'siva Sefer Torah? Adayin loy hoyo melech. He was the melech. V'loi nichtav lishmo. Wasn't written lishmo. That's one problem. Problem number two. Even if he would have made a shliach to write him a Sefer Torah, it wouldn't have worked. He was a katan. He was 7 years old. He wasn't in the parsha. Even if they would have made him a melech, let's say they would have made Yoyish a king, and Yoyish would have gone and hired the best sefer in the world to write a Sefer Torah, wouldn't have even worked. He's a katan. He's potam and hamitzvah. And if you're a potam and hamitzvah, he can't make a shliach. The shlichus wouldn't have worked. So the whole Sefer Torah thing doesn't make sense. But the whole thing from beginning to end doesn't make sense. Then there's another debate between the Rishonim, if you're even Yotze the Mitzvah, if you buy a Sefer Torah. Some hold you can't be Yotze the Mitzvah if you buy a Sefer Torah. The Gemara Menachos Daf Lamed uses a lashon that if you buy a Sefer Torah, kechotif mitzvah min hashuk. It's like you're trying to grab a mitzvah from the market. So some Rishonim learn you're not Yotze at all. If you buy a Sefer Torah, you're not Yotze unless you have it written. And some learn, Rashi learns, you're Yotze the Mitzvah, but you're not Yotze the Mitzvah ben Amuvcha. You're not Yotze the perfect Mitzvah. Yotze the Mitzvah. Okay. So here, they didn't even, there was no Shaychus to being Yotze the Mitzvah. So I want to tell you what I think could be, is the Pshat here. What's the Hezbollah? Takeh, this was not being done to be Yotze any kind of mitzvah. First of all, he was a cotton, potam and a mitzvah. Second of all, he wasn't a king yet. Wouldn't have been chal. Third of all, it wasn't written for him. There's no tzad. But yet Rashi is bringing. So I'll tell you like this. I mentioned when we were learning Hilchos Tefillin that the stipler held that if you go out of the city, even if you plan to come back, you should take your tefillin with you. Don't leave home without it. Okay? I'm personally not knowing that way because I'm worried that film will get lost. If I go to a chast, I don't want to have the film. The stipulus told me you go somewhere for Shabbos. The film will be protected. Just take your film with you. Why? Don't leave home without it. When something is valuable enough to you, you don't leave home without it. If you go on a ski trip, yeah, you don't forget your ski pants. Because how are you going to ski? You still can't roll down the mountain without your ski pants. Yeah. You need to have your begodim. You don't go without your big day kohen. Right? You don't forget it. Now, you don't get to the mountain and say, oh, I forgot my ski pants. What do you mean, ski pants? What kind of battling are you? Okay? You don't forget it. You don't forget your gloves. You need gloves to ski. Yeah? So you don't forget your tefillin. Why is your ski pants more important than your tefillin? Your tefillin has to be b'nei necho, like it says. Has to be right over here, your tefillin. So if you forget your tefillin, what's going on here? You got to work on that. Why are you forgetting your tefillin? Guy wants to take a Gemara along. He's like, I want to learn something on the trip. I forgot the Gemara. You forgot your back? You don't forget your back. You forget your tefillin. What about you? Forgot your Gemara. If you look in your life, you'll see what you forget and what you don't forget. You don't forget the things that are very important to you. There was a Shaila in Eretz Yisrael years ago. We don't have time. I have to end here. There was a Shaila. Where did a Shaila in Eretz Yisrael? There was a Shaila. A guy left his tefillin on the bus. Okay? And on the bus, there was a chefetz chashut. You know, Eretz Yisrael, sometimes they find an item, they're afraid maybe it's a bomb. So everybody goes away from the item, quickly run away. Yeah. Meanwhile, it turned out that in that bag, that had a chip that they were worried had a bomb in it. You know what the soldiers do? They send a robot because they don't want to try to open it themselves. And the robot makes a controlled explosion. Anyway, the robot took the bag and turned out Nebuch in the bag was a pair of tefillin. The guy who left the bag on the bus, he was filling it. Shiloh was who has to fast. The soldier who controlled the robot, he was also a firm guy. He felt very bad afterwards. Right? Shiloh was, does he fast? Because he's the one that Lamaisa burnt the tefillin. Or does the guy who left the bag on the bus fast? Good Shiloh. They both should fast. Those are Shiloh. They asked if Shlomo Zalman. If Shlomo Zalman, Zecher Tzadik Levracha Paskin, the yeshiva guy who left it on the bus, not the soldier, has to fast. The yeshiva guy. And he brought a raya from a Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai talks about a guy put a Sefer Torah back, but he didn't put it back securely. Right? Then a guy got psiche. So the guy did psiche, he opens up, and then he opens up the door, boom, Sefer Torah came out. They came to Ben Ish Chai, who has to fast? The guy who put the Sefer Torah back, or the guy who opened up the... He said the guy who put the Sefer Torah back, because he was the one that was mezalzel in the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah. See, he's the one that asked the fact. So Shlomo Zalman said, the soldier wasn't mezalzel. Soldier did his job. The guy that left the tefillin on the bus, he asked him, how do you leave the tefillin on the bus? How do you leave the tefillin on the bus? How do you forget something down the bus? If you're carrying a suitcase with $1 million, you just won the Powerball, and you had a... $150 million. You're not forgetting it on the bus. Forgot your tefillin. So he has to fast. The guy that left the tefillin on the bus. The king has to have a Sefer Torah with him. Kol Yimei Chayav. Why? Because the king really has two departments. One is Gashmias. He has to worry about the Gashmias of Klal Yisrael. And he also has to worry about the spiritual, the ruchnius of Klal Yisrael. Right? The king has to know that his whole kingdom is tied to the fact that he's watching the ruchnius of Klal Yisrael. That's why, for hoya yimei kol yimei chayev, why does the king have to carry Sefer Torah wherever he went? Because he has to know that's his job. Don't leave home without it. Just like the disciple says, don't go out of town without your tefillin. The king can't go nowhere without the Sefer Torah. Because he got to know that's his job. Don't leave home without it. That's why the king has to have it. And that's the reason why Yehoyada was now crowning Yoash. She wanted him to know, this is your job. The reason why all these terrible things happened to Malchus Beis David. Because they went away from the Torah. See, even though he was part of mitzvahs now, and there was no mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah for him, and he wasn't even able to write it, say, for Torah, doesn't matter. He has to know, and that's why he gave it to him now. And this is something we have to realize in life. When something is very important, you don't forget it. Right? And if learning is going to be very important by you, you'll never forget it. A day of your life won't go by. Another person goes, Ben Azman, you know what? Yesterday I didn't crack a book. Sometimes people tell me that, you know, Rebbe, I realized yesterday, Ben Azmanim, Baruch Hashem, I said Krishna. Because if not for Krishna, okay? Does a guy ever forget to eat? But you know what? Yesterday, I didn't eat. Doesn't happen to anybody, right? Why not? You don't forget the flesh, forget to eat. Your flesh. Something that's right here, Bein Einecha, you don't forget. And that was the lesson here, that Yehoyada HaKohen was giving Yoash, that your Malchus is dependent on the Sefer Torah.